Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting back to order. We have a 10:30 agenda item, and it's meeting with facilities regarding Caldwell Latino Market's use of the courthouse parking lot. And so with that, we have facilities and the sheriff here available to discuss this matter further. So with that, I'll hand it over to you guys.
Perfect. Mr. Chair, Commissioners, thank you again this morning. Had a little follow-up call from Virginia that kind of oversees the Latinos Farmers Market on Friday and had a little conversation with her. I know there were some concerns on the sheriff's side, and I'll let the sheriff kind of speak to that. But for facilities reviewing everything, and I think a lot of my concerns were covered in this last meeting that we had. My biggest thing was like trash and a lot of that stuff like that. So for my side of things, I think I would be fine with going forward and letting them use it, but I want the sheriff to kind of weigh in and kind of talk to some of the his concerns and some of the options he has, or, you know, if we do or not do, and then get your the board's final approval on this. So I did have a follow-up conversation, but I'll let the sheriff get on to a couple of his concerns, and I'll kind of just jump in, whoever.
Okay. Sheriff.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman, board. One of my biggest concerns is, and I don't know that it's going to be addressed by these folks, but is armed security. First of all, why do you even have to have security? What's your history that you have to have security for a farmer's market? That's concerning to me. Secondly, if you have had problems, and I'm not saying they have, but you're bringing it to the courthouse. You're bringing it to the people's courthouse parking lot. Mm-hmm. And I have to hit the pause button for myself on that. Mm-hmm. From what I've been told, that they said they'd carry but conceal the weapons. That's very concerning to me. And then to continue that, who is this security? Who is this security entity? And if it's people that we've been involved with in the past, not that distant in the past, they have a real grudge against the county and the sheriff's office. So I would want to know who. And it's not my decision. It's your decision, of course. But I'm just weighing in from, you know, we have people in this building on the weekends too, right? Dispatch and patrol officers. And so I just have a little bit of, not great concern, but there's a few questions that need to be answered. And I'm not thrilled about the alcohol aspect. Again, on the courthouse parking lot, I just don't know if that's appropriate, but from what I've been told, they're contained, it's a beer garden, but beer and guns certainly don't mix. So that would be my concerns. I would submit to you all that they provide who this security people are, what company that is, and if it's someone that we've already had dealings with as a sheriff's office, then I would come back before you and give an opinion that way. So.
Mr. Chair, Commissioners, so we did get, when Chuck was here, they did say who their security department was, who they used. When I talked to Chuck yesterday, he did state, he goes, he tried to look them up and he couldn't find anything on there. So I don't think it's the company that you were maybe thinking of. But I did, when Virginia did call me, and that's kind of the lady that oversees this, I did tell her one of the biggest concerns I can tell you right now is from the sheriff's side of thing is the carrying. And she's like, we can put it in a contract that we won't carry, our security people won't carry at all. And so she's like, we're happy to just say no carry firearms at all from any of her staff. So again, that would be something that legal would work with through some kind of contract and sign off. But I'm sorry, I don't remember the name of the security company, but I know Chuck did kind of do his research on that side of it too. So
Captain Gentry's out of state right now, so I couldn't have him here. But you know, if that's a consideration for them, I appreciate that. Obviously, it's just very out of the ordinary. I guess.
Right.
I don't think I've ever been involved in anything like this, and it's quite frankly, it'd be a city police department response, but we're probably gonna be there sooner because we'll probably have, someone will probably be here if something were to happen, and we're glad to assist by all means with the city. And what I understand from the police department, they haven't had any historical issues with this group, any incidents that they've had to respond to, so that's a positive. So I think if those things are worked out, I guess I would consider it from the contract agreement that the county would be able to exit out if things were to not go according to plan over the months. But I don't know, maybe I'm just too.
So I'm gonna ask a question, and if it goes down the wrong trail, I will rely on legal to raise the flag. But I would see, and I don't know what the legality strings that are attached, but I would see that they have to agree that nobody is that's representing them is going to carry concealed, and if they felt that there was a need to do that, it'd have to be priorly vetted by the sheriff's office, and then only in that case would that be allowed with the prior knowledge of the sheriff's. Is that, does that open us up legally in a place we don't want to be in a contract, or would we rather?
I think you could draft some language that would capture that.
Because I guess I could see it, but man, I would, it's our facility, it's our reputation, it's the safety of the people, and I understand Caldwell how it all sits. Caldwell's going to be called, but we're most likely going to be the ones that are there first. Nothing negative against Caldwell whatsoever.
And you know, the other thing that we must consider, this, our state is a constitutional carry state. I mean, people have the right to carry a firearm, concealed or not.
Right.
But I appreciate what you just said, that if you're representing the organization, putting on the events, I just think that's a bad look. And here's the thing, people are people. If you have a security team, and you know, what is their policies? What's their mandate? If someone comes to the event and something happens, an event happens where there's a knife or a gun displayed or there's a threat, we really don't want the security team handling that. We want law enforcement handling. That's right. Our job. That's not a security team's job.
Right.
They don't have the authority to make an arrest.
Right.
Period. Yeah. So we would encourage them, I would submit to you, we would encourage them that if there's any issues, call 911. We're right here. So,
Chairman, can I make some comments? And I appreciate you being here today. Thank you. And Captain Gentry had good questions and represented your office well. We've been here long enough, we always say, well, I maybe seen that movie, but there was pause given to a number of requests that have come over the years for events being held on courthouse grounds. Some of them I understood, some of them I didn't. I didn't have much tolerance for people tripping on a taco, but your position that there's alcohol and there's potentially places of vulnerability at the county where we would have an event that is bound on one side by a railroad track, that's concerning to me. And then on the other side, by just eyes, or I guess what I'm saying is I would want to take a pause. I think I would not be in favor of moving forward because of the sheriff's concerns that have been raised. There are potentially other places that they could go. I don't know what those are, but it looks like a fine event. I think they presented well, and I appreciate Rick bringing it forward. This county supports a lot of community diversity and what there is for arts and entertainment, and that, and food, taco trucks, all that's great. But maybe this one is big enough with not enough history, and then law enforcement, we've done a good job, you've done a good job, staffing, training, but still with a growing county, I think you're still at the maximum if there's an event here somewhere else. I don't know if you want to speak to any of that, but that's my initial thought.
I appreciate that. And, you know, I too, Commissioner Van Beek and Chair, I certainly encourage their opportunities, what they're trying to do. I just have concerns. And, you know, if we look at what we do on county property, whether we're talking about the fair or, well, we'll stick with the fair. You know, we really augment a lot of resources from the sheriff's office to that.
Mm-hmm.
Private security firm that the fair contracts with, but that's not the, but we are there, as is Colville Police Department. We have a good presence and that, I think that works for us.
Mm-hmm.
But this is one that you just mentioned. We have a lot of growth. We have a lot of things going on out there in the county, and I can't delegate or dedicate officers just every Saturday event for this. I can't do that. I don't have that kind of manpower. And once again, it's within the city of Caldwell, and I can't speak for them whatsoever. But and we hope that nothing bad ever happens. But I'm also a realist, and things can happen. I think the road tracks are a concern. I mean, I'm sure there's kids come to these things, and road tracks are a very dangerous spot for that. It's just, I don't want to be the person of gloom, but I just, there's considerations that need to be made. That's
right.
From our perspective, and the armed security, that's probably the biggest thing for me is that aspect.
Chairman, follow up, and I think to your point, Sheriff, if there was a need for that and they've had that at other events, we don't really know what's behind that. I also have enough respect for the law enforcement side of it that we don't know what you deal with, and that a lot of that is kept from the public. I'm not a big risk taker. So I like what they presented. Maybe it's right event, wrong location. I don't know. I would have to.
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, I agree. It's there's just a lot of potential for, hopefully this is a great program and they do well, and I just don't know if that this is the right spot. But again, I will defer to you. You are the powers that oversee that. These are just my concerns, and I appreciate the opportunity to bring them forward. And if the prosecuting attorney's office can capture, as was stated, some of our concerns that would be alleviated before that contract signed, then I appreciate that as well. And we can't plan for every contingency. We are. We just can't plan for it. But with the growth out there, just even response times, if I didn't happen to have an officer here, response times are limited. Mm-hmm. That's just all the way it is to it. And then if things get out of control, you know, how many resources are we going to have to get in here? So,
right. Well, I think I can pledge to you, Sheriff, that we'll have that rewritten. We'll have it reviewed, and before we sign it, we'll have communication from you one way or the other.
I certainly appreciate that, Mr. Chair. Absolutely.
Is that okay? You agree with that?
Yeah, I do, Mr. Chairman. I mean, this is an event that's already been held two blocks up the same street of Albany, same proximity to the railroad track, so I'm perfectly fine if we sign the contract with no armed security, then I'm good to go forward with it.
Okay. Or if they needed armed security, they have to be vetted.
And I actually think, being closer here, I have a different take with that substantially large new building right there with Canyon County Sheriff on the front side of it might actually be more of a deterrent than
might be a Debbie Downer
two blocks away.
Bad actors. Okay.
And Mr. Chair, in all transparency, I didn't know what their last location was.
Okay.
I didn't know it was two blocks from here even.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so Mr. Chair, real quick too, I spoke to Haley that oversaw this project last year, and I asked her, I'm like, are you guys just trying to push this on us or what? And she's like, no, the reason is they had the CWI parking lot already had other events scheduled.
Oh.
So it was conflict with them.
Conflicted.
So they really wanted something every Saturday. And so that was the reason they asked to come here.
Okay.
And I see the sheriff's concerns. Again, it's your guys' final decision. I was just bringing this forward to you guys. If we decide not to go with it, I just ask that maybe legal could write a letter and it can be sent to Virginia. So,
Mr. Chairman, maybe I misspoke. Maybe I've had a misunderstanding. I thought it was right up the street at this one, not is that one.
It was the CWA parking lot.
I think the event last year was just two blocks.
Okay, that's what I thought. I'm saying. Okay.
At the very,
had it at that one before.
Okay, all right.
When City Hall moved, they moved down to this.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, well, let's go forward under that. Auspices, have legal write that in and sheriff review. And then if that meets the sheriff's concerns, I'm interested in signing it. But I want us as a team agreeable to it.
Sure.
So, okay. Anything else?
Awesome.
Make a motion, we adjourn.
Second.
Motion's been made and second for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves adjourned. Thank you.